from the Talus Bay Players, Keith Frank and Deb Du Bois. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Kev.
How are you today?
Just peachy.
Oh, you know what? We got something going on with your mic there, Deb.
Hold on.
Try it now.
Hello, Kevin.
We still don't have you.
Oh, no.
There we go. We got you now. There we go. All right. We cannot go without the dulcet tones of Deb Du Bois,
oh,
right?
Thank you
Definitely
very much.
Not.
That's right. Okay. Well, as I was mentioning this morning, you guys are in because I can't believe the summer's gone already, and that means it's time for the drawings for your raffle, right?
Right. Our 16th year we've done our raffle, and
wow.
This is our 16th drawing. We get some great prizes.
And now, have you been coming out here all 16 years?
Oh, yeah.
We never seem to age. I don't know how that happens.
I know, we're just young at heart.
That's right. Well, before we get to the drawing, where do we want to start? With Keith and what's coming up?
That's fine with me.
There you go, Keith. What do you got schedule-wise?
Talk a little bit about our upcoming 2015-16 season. We're
sure.
going to open our season this year on October 9th, 10th, and 11th, and the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th with Nun Sensations, the Nun Sense Vegas Review. For those of you that have seen our Nun Sense shows in the past,
yeah.
The Sisters of Little Hoboken Convent are on their way to Vegas to take part in some shenanigans out there, let's just say that. And just remember what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Exactly, yeah.
And that show is going to be directed by Chris Mundy.
Very nice.
Coming up in the October 30th, 31st, and November 1st, one of our members, Dennis Schakowsky, is putting together it's called A Dozen Legends. It's a musical review, which is a tribute to the number one hits of many of the greatest country and pop entertainers of all time.
Yeah.
This is not part of our season ticket program. However, tickets are available online for the show. They're $11. That's going to be October 30th, 31st, and November 1st.
Very good.
Coming up in February, Deb will be directing 12 Angry Jurors.
Classic.
Yes, it is. It's for those of you that aren't familiar, a 19-year-old man standing trial for fatally stabbing his father, and it's all the drama that takes place in the jury room trying to determine whether he's guilty or not guilty.
Right.
Coming up in May, our spring musical is The Marvelous Wonderettes, directed by Dennis Schakowsky. That's going to be on May 13th, 14th, and 15th, and the 19th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd. It's basically about a 1958 Springfield High School prom. And this is where we're going to meet the Wonderettes, who are four girls with hopes and dreams as big as their their skirts.
Yeah, there you go.
Classic 50s, 60s.
It is. It's
exactly.
going to be a good show. This is the girls meeting for their 10-year reunion, so we're going to find out what's happened to them since they graduated.
All right.
And then in July, our summer show this year is going to be on July 15th, 16th, 17th, in the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. And it's called Happy Birthday, Dear Grandpa. And it's written by our own Michael Jaycott, another one of his published scripts that he has out there. And this is a sequel to the show we did last year, which was Merry Christmas, Dear Grandpa.
Right, yeah.
This time the family gets together to... kill him off for his inheritance.
Oh, nice.
Which doesn't amount to a whole lot.
Wow.
But that's the kind of the gist of his show, and it's going to be a good one. And we got another program coming up in January. Last year we did a murder mystery dinner theater at the Knights of Columbus Hall in conjunction with the Knights of Columbus.
Yes.
And that was so successful they were interested in doing it again this year. So on January 22nd and 23rd, I believe it is, we're going to be doing a murder mystery again at the Knights Hall. And this one's going to be written by Michael Jaycott. And we're going to be looking for some participants to take part in that. So if you didn't get a chance to see our last murder mystery out there, we're going 2 days this time, so it gives you a good
Very
opportunity.
Good. Wow, that's quite a schedule.
Yes.
It is. Now, if they want more information, how do they go about getting more info on this?
Well, they can contact us by phone at 989-362-8373. or they can visit our website, www.TawasBayPlayers.com, and tickets are available online for all the shows.
Very good. Nice job, Keith. You got it all in there, buddy. All right. Now, Deb, is it time to do the big thing?
Oh, it's time to do the big thing. This Ooh. Year, we got some great prizes. We got 6 tickets we need you to draw today, Kevin.
Wow. That's like extra work today.
Right. The 6. First ticket is going to be for our grand prize, which is a Sears snowblower with a shield.
Wow, we're starting right on top, aren't we?
Right on top, and you dig through and grab through and mix up, and they haven't been in there that long to be tossed around, so mix them up good.
Yeah, I am reaching down around the curve here. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It is, looks like Dennis Maxheimer of Fenton.
Well, that congratulations.
Dennis of Fenton. All right. Fenton.
Huh? Second prize we're going for is a Weber grill. Ooh. It's a 42,000 BTU Weber grill. It's got a beautiful cover, and it's got utensils that you can cook with and even some spices.
And this time it's David Norman, it looks like, of Charlotte. Wow.
Congratulations, David.
All right.
Okay, I want like to say that the first prize we were purchased from the Sears store locally in town, in the Weber Grill, we purchased from Taos Hardware Do It Center. Now, our next prizes are cash prizes. You can't go wrong with cash.
Woo.
Our third prize will be for $500.
Man, that's a heck of a third prize. All right, let me reach it in here again, way down to the bottom here, and it is it is Keith Frank.
Oh my gosh,
of East Towers. How about that, Keith? Remember who drew that out for you, buddy?
We have nothing controlling that. There's no control over the issue. It's Kevin's fingers in the kitty.
I think that's a first. I don't think I've ever done that before. First. Somebody was in here. All right, what's next now?
Next is $200 cash prize.
Man, if I can pull out his name, maybe I can pull out my name. That would be sweet. All right, this is for $200, and it looks like, oh, it's Angie Horning of East Towers. Oh.
Well, good, we finally got some local people, one from East Towers and Towers City. And our fifth prize is $100 cash.
$100. I'm spinning that way around there. I want to make sure we get everybody mixed up there. Oh, better get those up in there. All right.
Yeah, they kind of get stuck on the
they
wire.
They do. That's right. All right. And this is for what, $100?
$100.
This is Tim Johnson of Flushing.
Congratulations, Tim.
All right.
And our last prize is 2 season tickets for the 2015-16 37th season of the Taos Bay Players. That's approximately worth $50.
That's a nice prize, too. Also, as we heard from Keith, all the other great shows that are coming up. And, it's a local. It's Jeff Chadwick.
Oh, congratulations,
good deal.
Jeff.
All right, there you go.
I'd like to tell everybody that within probably about 10 minutes, I'm going to be calling all the winners. So, if you want to call me, you can call me at my home phone, 362-6800. If I don't hear from you, I will be calling, I promise. I have to reach everybody who's won.
Sure.
For the official word.
And go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we want to thank everybody who participated this year. We were able to raise money for our programs, for our costs of running our building, and it's highly appreciated, and it's something that we really enjoy doing for the public, and we're really pleased that we get responses from all over the state.
You bet. All right, and congratulations to all the winners, and we'll podcast this entire episode here, so if people want to make sure they were one of the winners or not, even if they don't get contacted, they can listen to all the winners. We'll have that up on our website, WKJC.com.
We'll also put the winners up on our webpage probably within the next day or two, so it will be available. Plus, it will be listed at our box office so people can check out who won this year. And thank you again so much to the public for participating in our raffle once again.
And thank you. Yes.